You want a relationship with the Son and be transformed into the image of Son? You go to the one whom He has sent. He sent His Son, He sent His Spirit for specific reasons. The key sending is by God the Father. But the Jews said no to Jesus Christ because they already have the Father. No, you don't. No one has the Father except through me. Now the second reason, just while we're covering it, the second reason the Jews rejected Jesus Christ, He did not fit their image of the Messiah. He did not fit the way they visualized and the way they understood from Old Testament scriptures that they looked at and the way they saw it. He didn't fit their image. He didn't come in and get rid of homosexuality, Rome, restore the family, restore Israel, do all the things that they had it all figured out. And since He did not fit their image, boom, no. Now what's going to happen in the future? The Jews are going to embrace the false Christ. Why will they embrace the false Christ? Because He's going to fit their image. He's going to want to restore Israel, do away with unrighteousness, do away with all the wrong, and do all, He's going to say all the right things, and the Jews who rejected the true Messiah because He didn't fit their image will embrace the false Messiah because He does fit their image. Lesson? Be careful, people. I can figure God out. That's Job's whole problem. The whole problem of Job, I've got God all figured out. People, when you think you've got it all figured out is when you're in great trouble. You're in your severest trouble when you've got God all figured out. This is why a lot of people reject Jesus Christ. If there is a God, all these horrible things in the world wouldn't be happening today. Who told you how God would be if He were here? Well, I just know how God would be. We've got God all figured out. No, you don't. You don't have God figured out. This is why people, God, what does He want us to do? Walk by faith. What are we doing to our young people today? We're setting them up for the kill. We're setting them up to follow not necessarily the Antichrist, but an Antichrist. John says you have them all through. We are designing getting our Christian children designed, pumped, ready for the false Messiah, for an Antichrist. What would Jesus do? Well, we know what Jesus would do, and as soon as somebody comes along and says all the things that are just the opposite of Bill Clinton, watch Christians run and worship Him. Watch Christians flaunt at law. Watch Christians flaunt at the most strict of legalism and control of America people. And Christians will love it because it's going to sound like the way they think the Christ would be.